Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Oh man, I have waited a long time to do this.
Are we standing or are we sitting?
I'm sitting. Hello! William Cartwright, and I am joined today by...
Hi. I'm Olivia Kennedy, but you can call me Liv.
And...
Jeremy Cobb, but the audience calls me... What do you call me, audience?
Yeah, got any...
Oh, nice!
That's perfect!
Oh my god!
The Phantom of the Cobra.
This is wild. I'm seeing people in the audience I know, and I'm like, ah, hi.
You
that's
ready.
A great, that's a legitimately very good one.
That is a really good one. Where have you been?
Yeah, I was expecting, like, toenail. I was like, all right, cool.
Well, I know what I'm calling you for the rest of the night.
Yeah,
okay. The Phantom of the Cobra.
I felt like we were going to, like, rip toenail. On that for a little
Roll
bit. Oh,
toenail. Once again with me. Woo! Are we jumping right in?
I mean,
if you want to,
we might as well.
We might as well.
I'm assuming everyone maybe knows who we are, unless you just kind of like.
Who has absolutely no idea who we are? Please be honest. Yes! Yes! Thank you. Please come to. No. Jeremy, who are we?
We are the three black halflings. Yes! Three nerdy black people talking about diversity and inclusivity in all sorts of nerd areas, primarily TTRPGs.
Yeah! And sometimes we also roll the dice as well.
Ooh. Yes.
Which is what we're going to be doing this evening.
Ooh. Yes. We are going to be playing a very, very fun game called You Awaken in a Strange Place.
Hey!
That was just enough of a good reaction.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah. I was like right on the borderline of like, we'll take it.
Yeah.
Like,
I heard
just
one voice carried through.
Yeah. That was like someone just over here who was like, yeah!
There's like a couple of people who are just like, the website said you were a Dungeons and Dragons thing.
Yeah. I know that.
Yeah.
Yeah, but then the other half was like, I hope they're not doing Dungeons and Dragons.
We see you.
Bunch of sellouts.
We absolutely
That's
are.
Right.
So if you
want
to get hold of producer at TB Halflings, if, Dungeons and Dragons, if you'd like to sponsor us, that's fine.
We're ready to sell out.
So. Yes. This game is going to be heavily improv-based, which means...
What?
Yes,
no
improv.
Way.
Yes. Don't worry, we planned it so he would leave. Sir, you who haven't heard of us, get on stage. No.
The brand new Black Halfling is...
I'm pretty sure that guy's white, too.
Yeah. That's, no, we've got a couple. That's a couple candidates.
Welcome to the family, buddy. This game is going to be wild.
Oh, thank you.
I'm going to be your game master. We are going to be...
Liv does know how to use a mic. Liv uses a mic every time we record. Sorry, Jeremy.
I'm projecting. My feelings.
So, since I have been named GM by myself, according to the rules, I am unto a god now. So...
When haven't you been, man?
Yeah.
Well, I've just caught up with everybody else.
Oh, wait. Oh, Jeremy God? No, that's bad, right? No?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
No, we shouldn't do that.
So the first thing that we need to do, and we're going to need you to help us with this. We
like,
need
relying
for you,
on them?
All of, and whoever wants to, we need a genre. Ooh. Can someone please shout out a genre? Okay, horror, I heard romantic what?
Romantic comedy. Romantic over comedy. Here. Vampires, that's a genre. Horror.
Okay, I've heard two horror, heard vampire, I also heard romantic comedy.
I heard romantic
do we
comedy.
Want to do a horror, vampire, romantic comedy?
Oh, absolutely, yes, we do! Yes!
Yeah.
Oh my god.
All right, I'm going to write this down.
It's after 9:30, so we can absolutely say these vampires are about to fuck.
Oh. Yeah. Is this, like, this is going to be Twilight, I'm just saying, like, if I have anything to say about it.
Only if I can be Jacob.
Ew.
Now.
Okay, cool. Where are my werewolf fans at? Come on.
Yeah.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah. Way more sexy than Sparkly
fun
Boys.
Fact, I am born the same day as Taylor Lautner.
Oh, wow.
We were born on the same day, yeah.
So if you kill him, will you get a career in Hollywood?
Yes.
Nice.
This is my plan.
I know what we're doing after the show, man.
Don't publicly say it. I've already hired the ninjas. Now, I'm going to need someone to please shout out an adjective.
Ooh.
Sweaty. I heard
sweaty.
I heard sweaty.
Sorry, who was that? Who was that?
Straight away.
Stand. Stand. We're all going to shout shame.
But what the thing is like the house lights are really hot and now I feel really self-conscious.
Yeah. That felt targeted, honestly.
Yeah, right?
Or just talking about you guys in the front here. Like, he's looking directly at the back of your head, so maybe it's you guys.
Couldn't say nothing else.
Probably us, though.
And now I need a location.
Leicester Square.
Okay, I know exactly who that was. I can't see you, okay?
Oh, yeah.
But I know that voice.
We know who you are.
I know that voice, too.
Oh, yeah. No, we all know.
Yeah.
We all know.
Yeah.
All right, Leicester Square.
Okay.
Are there any other suggestions?
Does we have anything else?
What?
Barbados?
Barbados?
I'd rather be in Barbados now.
I would rather, honestly, have a sweaty horror vampire romantic comedy in Barbados.
We could start in Leicester Square and then go to Barbados.
But maybe we could say that the location in Barbados is Leicester Square.
Yes.
Because you know how like, you go to like every city and there's like a Chinatown or like an Irish pub?
Yeah.
It's like there's a Leicester Square in Barbados.
Yeah.
Sure.
Every city has its own Leicester Square.
Yes.
It's great.
Yeah.
I'm just writing this down like, okay, how do I put this into
words? You're making notes already?
Now.
Yeah.
Okay.
The next thing that I'm writing notes too. Then the next thing that we got to do, and this is going to be for Jasper and Liv. We're gonna go with both of you, and then we're gonna have the audience as well.
Okay.
Please, Jasper, make a statement about the world of the game. It can be anything.
Make a statement about the world of the game.
Yes.
And
whatever you say will immediately become true.
Ooh.
Okay. Everyone, I think this will tie in. Everyone's sweat is an active aphrodisiac.
Okay.
This is exactly what you asked for, okay?
Okay,
you can't say sweaty and vampires and not expect this.
So that's the thing. You know they're going to be sweat vampires is the thing, not
Ooh,
blood.
Ooh, yeah.
I'm so sorry.
Is that your statement about the world, Liv?
Oh, do I get one?
Sweat vampires?
You get one, everybody gets one.
Yeah, sweat vampires.
Yeah, right.
Okay, shall I find someone and I'll try and... Maybe someone near the front, so we can hear you say this.
Yes.
Oh yeah, sure.
Because
someone down here.
Anyone
got
you.
One? Anyone got an idea? Anyone? Anyone?
They suck.
I see a hand. I see a hand.
There's a hand. Where?
Yes.
Ooh.
Dragons are real.
Dragons are real.
Dragons. They are real.
Dragons are real. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Nice.
Yeah, we like that. Now, what's the sweat angle?
Have you seen Rick and Morty?
I have a rule. I have a statement as well.
Yeah.
I'm just going to throw one in. My statement is that before engaging in any serious romantic acts, both participants must perform a mating dance.
Okay, but just to clarify, we are actually physically here for once.
Oh, yes. You will get up and perform a mating dance.
Can I ask a technical question for those at the back? Is there any universe where you can pump in just a song? You can pick.
I would love Get Low if you had that.
if you could tee that up, that would be phenomenal. Yeah. Okay. Mostly for the people in the room, because we can do it post. That's fine, but it'd be great if we could get it live.
Yeah. Okay.
That said, I do enjoy like just the sheer awkwardness of one of us silently dancing silent audience. You just hear
and the squeaking of shoes, yeah. And that's it.
Jeremy, your sweat got in my eye. Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
I start dancing,
Not
too.
Not again.
So, now we kind of work together and use these facts to form a more complete picture of the world. I feel like the picture's already pretty filled in, to be honest.
Yeah, I know exactly where we're going.
Everybody's sweating, everybody's real horny, and trying to drink
sweating,
each other's
definitely.
Sweat.
Sweating
yeah. Hey, no one said horny yet. Come on, man.
Oh, I'm sorry. Sorry.
Give the audience a chance.
Are you sure nobody said it? I swear someone said it.
No, I don't think so.
Said what?
I think that's you filling in the blanks.
Yep, no, maybe. Yeah. Sweat is horny.
The next step is to decide what kinds of characters we're going to be. So, audience, please tell us what character is Jasper going to play? I said...
Did somebody say a lesbian?
I'll do it.
Yes.
I'll do it.
Yes. Yes. Sexy no. Yes-y no.
Lesbian. 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 Lesbian.
Yeah.
My mother is going to be so fucking proud.
So,
never imagined that happening, but I thought it would be me if it did, but all right.
So what I gathered from that then is a horny, sexy, lesbian, barbarian gnome? Is that what that is?
Sounds good to me.
All right, yeah,
sounds good to me.
Okay.
Folks, what character is Liv going to play?
Edgelords are way too sexy. You gotta be shoelaces tied,
yeah.
Like sandals and white socks in Barbados. So you gotta have sun cream on the end of your nose.
No.
Dad.
Okay.
This is incredible. The lesbian and the dad are swapping roles.
Yeah,
this is phenomenal.
Also, whoever said straight man, I see you. We'll talk afterwards. I swear to God. It's funny, though. I like it. Okay. Straight man.
Yes.
Oh, sorry. You missed the word white in the middle there.
Am I?
We just got booze.
Yes.
Oh no!
What show are we at? You know, like
yeah, true.
I'm kidding.
Got to know the audience.
We love it. We're inclusive. We can be dads. We can be lesbians. Everyone's welcome.
Yeah,
just not
straight man of nondescript race.
Oh boy! All right. So now what I need are. And I think what we're going to end up doing
is some serious role playing.
Jasper, I need for you to give me four skill verbs that apply to your sexy, horny, sweaty, barbarian gnome lesbian.
I knew that we were going to do this, and I still didn't think of anything.
Now I get to think.
Yeah, hold on. Wait, why can't Liv go first? I went first last time.
I'm going to roll. You know what? Roll to see. Roll to convince.
Yes.
Roll
2d6
to convince.
Oh, no. You know I'm barely clinging on. Please.
What did you get between
six?
The two of them? It's a failure.
Oh, two?
According to the rule.
Oh,
to the
two ones.
You both failed.
Yeah, but
yes, we both equally failed. No, we both equally failed.
The dad
so.
Failed harder.
If you both equally failed, that means I'm going to pick a person at random to assign you a verb.
There we go. Perfect.
All right,
somebody raise your hand if you want to give Jasper a verb. All right, I see one. Let's hear it. Dex?
Dex? Like dexterity.
Oh,
like,
okay.
Is there a way that we can make that a verb? Because dexterity is a noun. Dexterous is an adjective.
Oh, like flippy.
Flippy.
I like flippy.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
All right.
I love this teamwork. This is great.
Mm-hmm. Weirdly, how that's also the name of my character.
Yes. We'll decide that at the end.
Named after the pixie cut that you okay. push Lippy. Back and flip over you.
Flippy. Anybody else have a verb they'd like to... Yeah, here got one?
Licking.
Licking. I love it.
Oh, that's the
Why did that come
angle,
to mind?
Yeah.
Just
By
interest.
The way, Liv, you're going to want to write these down, too, because you,
oh,
also,
you're so right.
you also are going to have access to all of these skills.
Flippy licky.
Flippy licking.
Yeah.
Does anybody flippy have anything licking. They'd like to add to flippy licking?
Skateboarding.
Skateboarding.
Yes.
I like that.
Yeah.
Yes.
I've met this lesbian.
Yeah, it hadn't occurred to me how well this fits so far. Yes, the fourth one.
Yeah!
Twerking, yeah!
All right.
By the way, I'm not doing that because you have to pay for that show, okay?
That's true.
Like,
true.
I'll...
Oh, that's yeah. so true. Everyone paid to get in.
There's a lot of Jasper twerking content with the 3BH OnlyFans. Yeah. So just get ready. So that's, I believe, the four. Jasper, you get to pick which of those is going to be plus two, which mm-hmm. is going to be plus one, which is going to be minus one, and which is going to be minus two. So some of those things you're very good at, some of those things you are bad at. Thank you for the ooh, I appreciate that.
I see you.
You got a minus two for licking, you just go up to people like... No! What are you thinking?
You just take a few strands of hair.
Oh, I was just thinking I'm gonna. I feel like I could reveal this. You know what I mean? It'd be like a fun reveal in the game.
Okay,
when
we're gonna jump to Liv then.
Hello.
Liv.
Hello.
Have you thought of any verbs?
Oh no.
All right, audience.
Spreading.
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 I like spreading.
Oh.
Can I not have that one?
No. He loves to do the splits.
Can I throw
or
one?
Or like spread jam on stuff?
Can I throw on potentially for Liv's character?
Yeah, sure.
We have branding. I feel like a dad branding. Would be really good at branding. You know
branding.
What I mean?
Okay. I'm in marketing. He's always in marketing. You know he is.
Well, you can interpret these in any way you want.
Oh,
so,
yeah, so
branding,
true.
Like, as in, like, oh, how are you going to sell? Yeah, exactly.
Ow! Yeah.
Or just putting logos on things for a prepared reason.
Oh, yeah. Love that.
Just all right, get that Bud Light facing outwards.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Loving? I heard loving.
Plumbing.
Oh, clubbing.
Plumbing.
Yes. Oh, plumbing.
Plumbing. Yeah.
Plumbing.
Yeah. No, absolutely.
Can we also have clubbing be one that the straight daddy get at? Plumbing and clubbing.
Wait, what was that? Oh, okay. I thought it was another one. Don't worry about it. It's fine. Okay. I'm fine.
What do you have?
I'm
clubbing.
Plumbing and clubbing.
Spreading
and clubbing.
Spreading, plumbing and clubbing. It's very straight dad.
I think I also worked in marketing with this man. Yeah. Cool.
And so you get to pick a plus two, plus one, minus
Ooh.
One, minus two.
All right. For those
Do we have four there?
Now, you have I'm access, free. Jasper, you will also have access to these skills.
Yes.
So now, we can pick from these, mix
you
and match.
You can pick only from the ones that were given specifically to you, that you get a plus, and those are your specialized skills.
Okay.
But you get access to all of them.
Get access to all of them.
In fact, these are literally the only things you will be able to do on skill checks. This is how the game works.
It's a good game, yeah.
Yeah, it's a great game. We need eight more, though, is the thing, that are just random floating skills that they can use.
Gaslighting.
Oh, God. We can't do that. No, we can't. It's going to get so real so fast.
Whoa. We didn't have. But that doesn't have to be a reference to the toxic mental exercise that some people do. It could just be
lighting
setting
lamps.
Things on fire.
Yeah, exactly.
Literally setting fire to gas leaks.
Yes.
Tax dodging.
I'm writing tax dodging.
Are you sure I gotta have that one?
Okay,
it's
I got a plus six.
I'm sorry.
It says here.
You'll have access to it. You just don't specialize.
Oh shit.
What?
Tripping.
I like tripping.
Tripping.
Tripping and jamming.
Sorry. Tripping's useful.
You didn't see what just happened. You both said something and then looked at each other at the same time, like.
Whoa.
It was glorious to see.
All right, so I got tax dodging, tripping, and jamming.
Jamming. Okay.
Woodworking.
Tripping.
Oh. Can I throw one out?
Yeah.
Yes.
Milking.
They have cows in Barbados. All right.
Milking. I was talking about oats, everyone.
I think we're going to have to... What is the opposite of milking? That's what... I think we
Drying?
Have to balance
Conserving.
Disappointing.
Disappointing is fantastic.
Disappointing.
Yeah.
Disappointing.
I hope I run into my parents on this adventure.
All right, let me count this. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12.
Woodworking, I think I've got.
I have woodworking down.
Okay, woodworking we got. So many things.
We need two more.
Whoever shouted this out, by the way, really into woodworking.
Washing
up. Right. Oh, okay, got it. Mewing! Yes! That's going to be one of my main skills.
Mewing like a little cat? Mewing?
No, so mew... It's a thing, yeah, like, there's this thing called, like, oh, okay, I can't even get into this, you know what I mean? Like, so you, to, like, make people look, they try to make themselves look more attractive, and then they do mewing where they, like, press their tongue to the top of their mouths, and then, like, that's supposed to, like, make their jaw just be a completely different shape.
Oh.
Yeah, there's a word for it.
Okay, Jeremy, you said oh, but had the face of, I have no fucking clue what's going on.
No, I got it. Let's do something else. I understood, I just don't agree.
Jeremy, nobody agrees, but they do it anyway.
What did you say?
Smizing.
I love smizing.
You know smizing. You know smizing. Yes, smizing's older.
I am adept at smizing.
Smizing's old?
Yeah.
Did you just say?
It's like old.
Both me and Jeremy are offended.
Yeah.
You were like, you'll get this. Four, smizing's six, super old. It's
seven,
super
eight,
old.
9, 10, 11, am 12, I wrong? 13, 14, 15.
No, you're correct.
Okay, so just make sure that your lists match up with mine.
Okay.
Jasper, your key skills are flipping.
Yes.
Licking.
Hell yeah.
Skateboarding.
Okay.
And twerking.
Let's go.
Liv, your four, and Jasper, you also have access to these, they're just not your special ones, are spreading, branding, plumbing, and clubbing.
Yep.
And then the general ones are tax dodging,
yep.
tripping,
yep.
jamming,
uh-huh.
woodworking,
uh-huh.
milking.
Uh-huh.
Milking's on there?
Yes.
Okay.
Disappointing.
Yeah.
washing up. And smizing.
Milking. Smizing. Oh, my God. Smizing. No, I've already got that. Okay, great. There was another one. I'll figure it out.
I'll just call for the check at some point.
Yeah, perfect. If you've got them, that's great.
Yeah, I got them.
If it's not spreading, branding, plumbing, or clipping, I don't want to know.
Okay.
You know?
Before we go any further, though, both of these characters need names.
Dear
God. Let's start with our straight dad here. What? I heard
Brandon's funny.
Yeah.
Brandon.
I'll let you choose.
Brandon John. Jacob Stevenson.
Good one. Good name. Good name. Gonna kill you.
Stephen Jacobson.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wait. Mm-hmm. No, it has to be Brandon because it's brand. It's all coming together, folks.
Oh, yeah. Brandon the brand.
Brandon the brand guy.
Yeah.
Brandon John.
Brandon. Can he be Brandon
Esquire.
John Stevenson?
Stevenson?
Brandon John Stevenson Esquire?
Esquire.
Yeah. All right. And what is Jasper's sweaty, horny, barbarian
gnome lesbian?
No
one said horny.
That was the first thing that was yelled.
It wasn't fair.
Back me up. That was the first thing that was yelled. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Pardon?
Debbie?
I like Debbie.
God. No, but like she's like coming up to you and she's like, hey, I'm Debbie. Like it's like...
Yeah.
Sorry, can you do it one more time so I can lock it in?
Hey, I'm Debbie.
You could even be the Debbie that the Debs were named after.
Sure.
Oh, sure.
Yeah.
Okay, Debbie, last name? Gup.
Debbie Gup. Yes!
That was Debbie phenomenal. Gup. That came out of somewhere that surprised you.
Yeah.
You just went, Gup.
That came from deep within your soul. I heard
Gup. My true name, Gup.
Important question. 1P or 2?
One. Okay, the one. You.
Can there be a silent
Somehow
letter?
Funnier.
Can there be a letter in there that's silent?
A T? Like a T at the end?
Yeah.
So it's actually Gupt. Everyone pronounces it Gupt, and it's just Gup.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm going to call you Debbie Gupt. Perfect.
And I'll punch you. No, I'll kick you with my large boots.
Oh, okay.
Hey, there we go.
You're literally talking about my outfit. Stop it. Don't look at them.
Just doing a bit of character research. Leave me alone.
Oh, my God, he's method.
You're welcome.
He's method.
So, just to recap, we have determined that we are in a horror vampire romantic comedy. It needs to be sweaty.
Yeah.
And it's taking place in Leicester Square, Barbados.
Yep.
Everyone's sweat is an aphrodisiac.
Yep.
The vampires are sweat vampires, which I should say, we did not determine whether or not either of you are vampires.
No,
so as far
didn't.
As I'm concerned, you can decide for yourself.
Why don't we just let it unfold?
Yeah, let's just find out as we go.
Yeah.
And dragons are real.
Suspicion.
Dragons are real, and mm-hmm. if you are going to hook up with someone, you need to do a mating dance first.
Okay.
Cool.
Yes.
So cool.
So
what if I want to mate with the entire audience?
Yes. All at once.
Then you have to do the dance of consent. Yes.
All right. Is it like plus two, plus one, minus one, two?
Exactly.
Minus,
yes. Yes. And before, because the way this game works, once we've determined the world, we're supposed to take a quick break. But before we do that, do you want to reveal how you weighted your skill?
Oh yeah, sure.
Oh, sure. Yeah. I was like, oh god, what is this? We didn't discuss.
Okay.
This.
Okay. Oh. So I have a minus two, sadly, in twerking.
Look,
now listen, it's because I'm wearing so many chains that twerking is difficult. I also have a minus one in flipping for the same reason.
Oh, wow.
But that does mean I got a plus one in skateboarding.
It's pretty hot.
And
it's
you know what
hot.
That means, folks. I got a plus two in licking.
Yeah!
Yeah,
this is great.
Debbie Gubb got like a plus five in licking.
Lesbian.
Lesbian. Lesbian. Lesbian. Lesbian. Lesbian.
Okay, Liv, what are you? How did you weight your skills?
Right, so.
Right, so.
That's not. It might be what it sounds like. You're gonna have a plus two in your spreading.
Yes. Yes.
Your man.
Your peanut butter.
Yeah. He loves to spread. What is
spreading
it?
The good word?
Spreading the goss. Yeah.
Spreading the love.
So many things.
Yeah.
Plus one to branding. It's in the name.
Yeah.
He's a marketing man.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Nobody suggested this. I'm running away with it. He's in my head.
Spreading the news about his products.
About his product.
There you go.
Oh wow.
That's a plus three.
Minus one to plumbing.
Okay.
Because,
correct.
Not a handyman. Because,
like, I actually genuinely have a funny dad story about plumbing. So I'm not going to tell it now, but carry on. But it resulted in a sort of plus one feel, or a minus one feel, sorry.
Because the thing is, he thinks he's really good at it, but he's not good at it.
Yes.
Right.
That's exactly the case with me. Exactly.
Straight dad.
Straight dad. Straight dad. Straight dad. Straight dad.
Can I get another beer, please?
Can we just give it up for Jess, everyone?
Yeah!
Jess!
Woo!
Jess!
Yay!
Also plumbing the depths, he doesn't do that. And minus two to clubbing. Because you know this man be up in the club, right? But you know he's like looking at you and he's like. And he's like coming over to you and he's like, you know?
You know how I didn't call you out when I did the lesbian bit? Rude, okay? That's my go-to move, Liv.
If you're calling yourself out, that's not my problem.
Sort of a vibrating shimmy. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, that's
it's the mating guns. It's
it.
The mating guns.
It. Oh, it's all coming together.
Yes.
Wow. Okay, cool.
All right. Well, with that, we're going to take a quick break.
Yeah.
And we'll be back.
Jeremy's going to figure out what the fuck is
going to happen. I'm trying to figure out what the fuck is going to happen right now. We'll see you at 10 past.
Woo!
Players. Is it Brandon?
Brandon John Stevenson Esquire, yes?
Yes. Brandon John Stevenson Esquire and Deb Gupp.
Debbie Gupp.
Debbie Gupp.
Debbie Gupp.
I think when we hit the Gupp, we have to Gupp.
Gupp.
Debbie Gupp. Debbie Gupp. You awaken in a strange place. There
what?
Is chaos. All around, screaming, shouts, ooh. Moans. The air
Sorry,
is filled
moans,
with yeah, yes. Thank you. Beautiful.
Wow. Okay, those for a horny audience, moans. That was really. I just said, oh. Okay.
The air is filled with smoke, both real and artificial.
Oh. Oh.
You are lying on the unfortunately sticky floor of a nightclub. But above you, you see not a ceiling, but stars. Stars contrasted against jets of flame as you see a battalion of dragon-riding vampires descending from on high, having torn the roof off the club, descending upon the club where, up until a few moments ago, they had been addressing the sweat shortage in Barbados, specifically Leicester Square, Barbados. Because yes, there has been a shortage of sweat in Leicester Square, Barbados, and they were pumping in artificial sweat for the people. But the sweat vampires have arrived to claim what is theirs. Players, what is your goal in this moment?
That's a good question, Jeremy.
You decide what... I will say, and when I say pumping in sweat, I mean they have little hoses on the side, and they kind of froth it up. They sort of mix it up in the back. It's sort
you
of like,
asked for that. What are you... Whoa, wait.
It's similar...
Your idea.
Yeah. I'm just working with what I was given, okay? Yeah. It's similar to when you
like
when you
a
donate
foam
blood.
Party, but with sweat.
Yeah, exactly. It's similar to like when you set when they spin blood to separate it. They've spun.
Okay,
the
now
sweat.
You made it worse.
They've spun the sweat and are now spraying just raw sweat aphrodisiac foam over the party, and the vampires are leaping off of the dragons and just fully licking,
This is such a long description, Jeremy.
The rules say to make it as vivid as possible.
Sure. Also,
vivid and as detailed as possible.
Another thing about this system, right? Isn't it that you can say anything and it becomes canon? Is that a thing?
Yes, you can make new statements about the world.
Cool. Good
but you'll
to
have
know.
To roll to determine your success.
If it works. All right. Cool.
Yes.
So
what is your goal?
Oh God.
Can we have more of the moans and screams?
Okay, so I'm getting zombie.
Yeah.
Kind of missing the mark a little, but it's fine. It's
the
fine.
Cranberries. Wow. My current goal is to get up, so I'm going to do that.
All right.
I'm on the floor, right?
Yes, you are on the floor, and so it is very, it is both sticky and slippery in here. I think what we're going to need, let's see, as you're getting up, maybe flipping? How are you? Are you just trying to rise? Yeah, can you describe for me how you're rising to your feet? And also, what your character looks like.
Oh, shit. Brandon. my guy, Brandon. What?
Yeah.
Oh, he is a strapping lad.
Yes. A strapping dad.
A strapping dad. He's got a very good dad mustache going on. He's wearing, like, some, like, Bermuda shorts. a tank and like a Hawaiian shirt over.
Is it a mesh tank?
Yeah, it's he's
a mesh
very...
tank. That's a little risky for a dad.
You got to pay extra for the nip.
Well, the thing is, he's on vacay right now. He's going wild.
Yeah, but dads are very worried about the chafing.
Oh, that's true. Well, he could have little guards. He could have nipple guards.
Oh, yeah, no.
You think this dad packed nipple guards?
Maybe he's a fit dad. Maybe he's a real tight dad.
That's the thing. He did.
Is he a tight dad or a loose dad?
Yeah, is this dad tight or loose?
I'll tell you what it is. He didn't pack the nipple guards, but he did pack plasters that he wears.
Okay.
Which is, like, actively uncomfortable, and every time he takes them off, he's like, I should get nipple guards. And doesn't.
Can we say it's because he has hairy nips?
Yeah.
And every time he takes them off,
he
takes a little hair off, too?
Yeah, yeah. There's, like, a perfectly shaped, plaster-shaped, like, area, like a patch over each of the nipples. His outfit's very loud and bright red sandals. His hair is, like, pushed back. He's very proud of it. It's, like, kind of coiffed. He's done a good job with that.
How's his hairline?
Be careful.
Can we roll for hairline?
Oh yeah, shit. Do you want to roll?
Oh! What did you get?
I got a 3 and a 1.
Okay, so anything a 6 and below is an automatic failure. how much of his... because is this man black?
We said nondescript race.
Black, 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 black. Black, black.
Cool. So
my man's black. So...
so how much of his hairline is sprayed on?
Oh, it's like a bit right at the front. Like he quaffs that. He like, you know, really like.
He puts so much of the spray.
So
on,
much.
You can mold it.
Yeah. Thick up.
Like a little Jimmy Neutron.
Yeah.
Like.
And then also because he's a
black
very
Jimmy Neutron is what an image.
He's a very sweaty man. It might be part of the reason why he's here. Maybe. He was given, like, tickets to Barbados, and what was he going to do, turn it down? Yeah. I don't know. But, yeah, you can definitely see, like, bits of, like, black sweat running down because of his hair, this spray coming down his face. And so he's like, oh, do I have to roll to get up?
You know what? No, that was cool. Enough. Thank you. Roll for hairline. I'm okay with this.
Cool.
Yeah, you rise to your feet.
Oh. Oh, my knees.
And as you rise to your feet, you see one of the vampires sort of pulls their face off of another person whose arm they'd kind of been sucking on.
Are they in there? Like,
oh, yeah. No, yeah. They were up in there. All up in there. They pick up.
Again, asked for this.
Yes.
For audio listeners,
at home,
the
I was gesturing,
honestly,
sucking on an armpit.
So far, I think we are hitting the vampire and the horror and the sweaty very hard.
Yeah.
They pick some hair out of their teeth. And they look over at you, Brandon. The vampire says, now that's a sweaty dad. And you can see they sort of lick their lips as they begin advancing towards you, hands extended, and behind them they have dismounted their dragon. Their dragon is fully twerking it, just backing it up as this vampire advances menacingly with just a twerking dragon.
Amazing.
In the background.
So I think Brandon was very happy to take advantage of this trip to Barbados because Brandon's been questioning some stuff. Is he bi? We don't know. Maybe he's going out. He's checking out the scene. Is this a male vampire club? Maybe male,
yes.
Presenting. Wonderful.
Yes.
Okay. So yeah, he's like, all right, I'll. Yeah.
There it is. There it is.
He's trying. Is this where I have to do the dance?
Well, what are you? Oh yes.
Oh,
oh yes. Yes. Okay. Okay. Dance. Yes. So.
My sweet darling halflings, who I adore greatly.
Hi.
Hi, Jess.
Hi.
So
Hi.
We have been informed that we do not have the copyright ability to play Get Low.
We don't have the rights to Get Low?
No.
Weird.
But I do encourage you to dance entirely soundless in front of this darling audience.
Can I potentially introduce a mechanic here?
Yes.
The audience, you all can cheer if you think it's working, or boo if you think it's not working.
I like this mechanic.
Yeah?
I like this mechanic.
So
yes.
It's entirely up to you as to whether, like, and if they start booing, that's like, oh, okay, you need to change up your style, perhaps.
To give myself, like, effectively advantage, I'll say, if you boo me, I will never get over it.
Ah!
Wow!
Ah. Now,
blackmail. No, like you're emotionally blackmailing.
Yeah, you have to realize we did just chant black for his
it's
race,
true.
So
yeah. Yeah.
You can see how they got confused.
MAIL. Would you like a couple of lyrics?
Whoa! Sorry, why are you still sat down, Jeremy?
Oh.
You're playing the vampire.
Yeah.
Yeah!
She got them pear-bottom jeans and the boots
yes!
with the long laces. This is a legally distinct copyright.
I will only dance if you
song.
Cheer enough for this to work.
When that woman hit the floor, Shorty, that lady, she got very, very low. Very, very low. Very low.
Wow. Wow.
Look at those pear-bottom jeans go.
Oh!
Coming for, oh my god, you should see some of them. Like, I'm just gonna do
incredible,
commentary
incredible.
At this point. It's
incredible. Do it some more, do it some more, do it some
shapes,
more. Do it some more, it's working. It's working.
Parts.
Oh, yes!
Union, glorious union.
Ah, I can say as a dad, that really is the most action I've seen in a long time.
So, Brandon, you dance your bi little heart out.
Yeah. And he does hold the hands because that's how they started, so he was always going to.
Yes. As you grasp hands with this vampire, the vampire leans his face in. What is the vampire's name, everyone?
Brian.
He says, "Hey, I'm Brian." And licks one of the black lines off the side of your head. That's that good shit. And Brandon, you feel as Brian just sort of affixes his mouth to the top of your head, and a tongue just starts swirling up as much sweat as it can.
Okay, I've got to be honest. I'm kind of into
Turned
this,
on,
I guess.
Yeah.
Yes, can you think, please describe
I think,
Debbie?
Well, I think
kink unlocked.
Betwixt Brian and Brandon, on the floor, just sort of lovingly looking up between them, you see one side of the head completely shaved, the Hell rest of the hair bright blue, wearing a extremely thick, almost too thick leather jacket.
Okay.
Which, of course, is made out of, it's faux leather.
Of
Don't
course.
At me.
Yes.
Okay, yeah. So, do you happen to see a picture of me from, like, 2016?
I may have got on someone's Facebook and got a very accurate description.
Yeah. I want it to be Chloe Price from Life is Strange, okay?
My boots give me a 4 foot advantage. No, sorry, 4 foot. 40 centimeter height advantage.
So you are average. You are average height for a human, even though you're a gnome.
Oh, yes. Yeah, you're a gnome.
And I got thick cargo pants. Like, so many pockets, it's unbelievable.
Yeah.
And they're full and bulging, and you have absolutely no idea what's in them.
Could be anything.
And I'm going to look up and be like, so... What's your deal? Not you, Dad. I'm talking about a gobble monster over here.
Am I your dad? Am I your dad?
No, you're not my dad. You can be if you want to be.
I don't know. No, the lines are blurred.
Did we find the line?
Find the line?
For this gentleman, we found the line. Everyone else is still okay, but that guy was like, no!
We did it.
No!
There is sort of a sound like a plunger being removed from a clogged toilet as Brian sort of detaches and looks down at you, Debbie, and says,
I don't know if I'm ready for this.
Oh, I didn't see you.
You'll be
down
okay.
There.
Take one of these.
What is that?
It could be whatever you want it to be.
You know what? This is an actual mechanic in the game.
Whoa!
In the game, you can find what are called resources. The resources are completely undefined until you use them.
Hey!
So, Liv, I will let you decide, what does Debbie hand you?
It can be anything. Anything you want.
It's a joint. But Brandon doesn't... has never used a joint.
Never used a joint?
Never
correct.
Used, never
yeah.
Used, never yeah. used a joint.
He's very stiff. He's very stiff, this man.
So
not a single joint.
Like, it's very dark in there, and he doesn't know what it is, so he will put it all into his mouth.
All right.
Okay.
I'm going to need a roll for this.
Debbie immediately goes, fuck it, okay.
Yeah.
And also eats just a whole joint.
I'm going to need both of you to roll for tripping.
All right, cool.
Oh, nice!
He's a GM.
There we go. 10. Okay. Let's go.
10. That's a success.
Hey, I got a 7.
7. That is a partial success.
All right.
So, both of you immediately get as high as you can possibly get. Unfortunately, in Brandon's case, it's a freaked out high.
Yeah, it's bad high.
Immediately bad.
Yeah.
Oh, I feel it in my ears.
Oh. Like looking at Brian, and Brian's just like going like
yeah, exactly.
Okay,
but that's real.
Wrong?
That is actually happening.
Nothing. I just everything's moving so fast or so slow. But okay, hey buddy, my name's Brandon. Brandon John Stevenson Esquire, and I take out a card.
Takes your
can
hand
I roll
with the card
for branding?
Just, yes, absolutely. Roll for branding.
You got a plus.
It's a 7 again.
You have a +1 to branding.
Yep.
Unfortunately, it doesn't make it a success. That is a partial success.
Okay.
So you hand him the card.
Yeah.
He takes it. smells it, says, there's real estate on that hand. It starts immediately just sucking your fingers because they are, your hands are in fact sweaty.
Yeah, real estate on that hand.
Yeah.
I don't like it.
Oh! As Brian is sort of going to town there on your digits, sort of around them, he looks up at both of you and makes direct eye contact and says, so, you seem like a couple of very cool cats. We're here claiming this sweat here for the cause of the vampires. The sweat vampires.
What cause is that, though?
To drink it, bitch.
Is this okay. Frankenfurt? I hope so.
But so your cause is just to drink it. You have no other ulterior motive. I mean, the planet is dying, and you're just going to, drink it and not do anything else with the resources that you're taking from us?
I'm sorry, did you stop eating because the planet is dying?
Yeah.
We eat sweat.
Okay. Well, okay, that actually makes a lot of fucking sense. Whatever.
Yeah.
Okay. This is awakening something
in
me.
Yeah, still just going to town on the hand.
Okay.
All right, this one's clean. Get the other one.
Do you mind if I have a moment with my friend here? Is that
oh,
okay?
Please. And you see, runs over, grabs one of the hoses that people are still inexplicably spraying, and just over the top of it.
As he goes away, I'm like, Brian, it's fine.
So I'm not gonna lie, I'm extremely horny. I've been licking the floor for about 20 minutes. I kind of...
Who's the floor?
You should see her. She's a real freak.
You see a person walk by dressed entirely in spandex that has been plated with ceramic
laminate
tiles. Yeah, it's just plated with parts of ceramic tiles. Just a woman walk by, and she's like, hey, baby.
Shit.
This is a club kid.
Sorry,
my God.
My mouth's dry again. 2 seconds.
Yeah, it's probably from the...
I'm just going to run over to a quick lick. Just real tight quick lick.
Yeah.
Are you a vampire or
you
not?
You know what? Roll for licking.
No, I
need
just
you
like...
I need you to roll for licking.
It's you just like to lick.
Yeah.
Right, cool.
Oh, okay. So that's just... That's 13.
You describe
wait,
for
wait,
me...
Wait, sorry. No, wait. 14.
I need for you to describe me how you... How you basically
did you
crit success lick the floor as she walks past you.
Okay, yeah.
In a way that won't cross that guy's line.
Okay, this is going to be tricky. I'll immediately, I'll sort of run up and find sort of, if I can, the crevice between two connecting pieces of laminate.
Absolutely.
I'm going to say this one
like
last
spackle.
Time. You asked for this. You specifically. Yeah, you asked. Okay.
It immediately tastes like spackle.
Spackle?
Yeah.
Perfect.
Little
I'm
powdery.
I'm going to keep going until I get to grout.
I feel like Debbie requested this outfit. This is what does it for Debbie.
Debbie is a part-time carpenter for sure.
I will also say,
can I have a plus one to my working, please?
Yes, absolutely.
Thank you.
I will also say that that the floor is covered in like foot shoe prints. It appears that she does spend a lot of her time just lying on the ground of the club.
Yeah. We started doing it, so why wouldn't
exactly.
she be doing it?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll come back from that.
Yes.
Okay.
You're still extremely high.
Wow.
So is that your GF?
What?
Your
no, that's not really how it works.
Is it not? Okay.
No.
I'm a straight man.
Roll for disappointing. Yes.
Double ones.
All right. So I
is
believe.
Is that good or bad?
I believe when you fail, you're also supposed to lose something.
Okay.
My
dignity?
Yeah, well, I don't know if you started with that.
Yeah, I don't know if we had that.
Yeah, that was
look
not in your inventory. As you say that, you hear once again sound as Brian detaches himself from the hose.
Thank God.
Looks over and says, oh, please. And just dances away.
Whoa,
and you see that he goes and starts sucking on someone else.
I'm immediately
I immediately reach down into my big lesbian boots and I pull out a skateboard. I dash across this club and I'm just gonna hit him with it.
All right. With how sticky and wet these floors are, I need you to roll skateboard.
I love that it wasn't from the cargo shorts with all of the different things. You specifically said there's so many things in there. It's in the boots.
8 plus 1, so a 9.
That is, I believe, a partial success.
Possible. Okay, I'll take it.
So I'm going to rule that you make it across the club, the skateboard does not. you get a full head of steam and launch yourself completely off the skateboard physically at Brian. The skateboard stays affixed to the ground.
It's a finishing move.
Yeah. I didn't want to have to do this so early, but I've got no choice.
Yeah, see, this makes
super lick.
It's super effective. Can I run after and be like, wait, Brian, no, and then I slip fully on the skateboard?
Oh, it should be Guppy Gulp. Fuck, sorry, I missed it.
Guppy Gulp,
Gulp!
Oh, my God. Yeah. You just go around going, Debbie? Debbie.
So you're gonna roll for licking. You're running after her.
Yeah.
Was there a particular skill that you had in mind?
What about tax dodging?
Okay, so as you're running, you hear, Mr. Stevenson, I'm with the IRS. Mr. Stevenson, wait!
No, not again!
A man wearing a full suit and carrying a briefcase is chasing you, and a fedora is chasing you across the club.
No!
He's so dry!
I want to highlight again, there are full dragons, shooting flames across this club. I finally caught you!
Overseas, it doesn't count!
I'm with the IRS.
It doesn't count!
Yes, so go ahead and roll for tax dodging, roll for licking.
I did roll, and I got 12 for licking again.
Okay.
Okay, yeah.
That was a 6 and a 4 plus 2, though, yes. Not a full crit.
Okay. In my best roll of the night, obviously, because it's tax dodging, I got a 9.
Okay, that is a partial success. Partial success.
Yeah.
So what I'm going to say is, he makes it, he as he is running towards you, he grabs onto your shoulder and says, "Sir, the IRS needs to talk to you about some of your earning report." And as he says this, a dragon just leans in and eats his legs.
But he stays where he is.
He stays on you.
he's holding on to me.
Yeah, he sort of, and immediately throws his arms around your neck with the briefcase. It's just clinging to you and shaking.
Oh, my God.
Do you need a doctor?
Yes, please. Please.
Okay. Debbie, I'm gonna head out.
Okay, real quick. Once I'm done with the licking, can I potentially use plumbing to put his plumbing back in? Because I feel like it's probably...
I need for you to tell me how you punish Brian by licking him.
Now let me know if this is possible, but I feel like lesbians can do this. Now I don't know. But I'd like to swallow this man whole. I feel like that's a skill that lesbians have, right?
Yes, surely. And lesbians. You, there is a loud clicking sound and a as you watch as Debbie's jaw unhinges and begins as if someone's like turning some kind of
It makes so much sense for the licking.
Gets your mouth just stretches wider and wider and wider so that until your jaw is as wide open as you are tall. Like your bottom jaw is in line with the bottom of your platform boots.
Apple bottom jaw.
I wish this game. You know what? Take a plus one to your next roll.
Yay!
That's great.
Plus one for Brandon.
As you fly through the air, just Brian looks up and is like, "Oh, it's so wet in there," and just
hell yeah,
swallow
it is.
Him whole.
Oh, okay. That's going down slowly.
It was really nice meeting you, but I... but I need to go.
I can't feel my hands.
Oh, you still have those.
I'll turn around at this point and be like, I think I have some legs in here that you could use if you want them.
Please, I'll take anything.
Can I try and like patch him up with plumbing?
Yes.
I'll regurgitate Brian's legs.
Okay.
Cool.
Do you want to try and attach Brian's legs
to this?
Absolutely.
What's this gentleman's name?
Angus.
Yeah.
The library of white male names over here is fantastic.
I'm going to reach out to you for like consultancy. Oh my God.
There's one thing that Three Black Halflings doesn't know how to do is name white guys.
So Angus, Felipe? The IRS agent, bleeding out.
Yeah. All right.
So some of the vampires are like, ew. All the blood just pouring out on the ground.
Okay. Nice. No, it's not.
I'll use jamming if I can to just...
Cool. Oh, yeah, nice.
So you're going to use plumbing and you're going
to
use jamming.
Yeah, yes. So I have minus one to plumbing, but I plus one on my next roll. So that's a 7. That's a partial success. What is happening? Like I soak up the bad rolls for you.
So you have a partial success, right?
Yeah.
And you have a full success?
Yeah, I got an 11.
Okay.
For jamming, jamming a pair of legs
I'm
onto.
I'm going to say that you come in with the legs, just like, you're coming in hot with these legs, mm-hmm. and it's up to, on your end, it is up for you, it's up to you to sort of position Angus,
yeah.
so the legs go in correctly, because of Debbie's success, but your partial success.
Yeah.
I'm going to say the legs are attached, but they are facing the wrong way. So they are just... firmly clicking into place.
I honestly think it's a good look for you. I think this could be a start of something really beautiful.
Stands up trying to walk forward, but just walking backwards. What's happening? What's happening?
What's happening is you have a strange vampire legs now attached to your body. That's what's happening. And maybe you could consider a career, you know, choice, change, perhaps. That would be, you know, a good idea, rather than chasing people in nightclubs for taxes.
Roll for tax dodging.
there we go.
There it is.
3.
You, at the mere suggestion that working as an IRS agent is not worth his time, you see veins on Angus's forehead start to stand out. And he begins to shake.
Oh, no.
And he says...
Shit.
He says, I know these legs were just attached... but I'm going to break them off in your ass. And he starts charging towards you.
I will run away and try and get a dragon and be like, Brandon, come on. Let's fly off into the sunset on a fucking dragon.
Okay.
Yeah, what is Brandon doing right now?
I'm just taking Brandon's hand at this point.
Brandon is shaking like a leaf.
Yes.
Just like, this is your scene. I suppose you know what is right to do.
As you're having this discussion, a pair of backwards legs fly through the air and clock Debbie in the side of the head. Just boom. You see as Angus lands on the ground, does a full like breakdance 360 to rise to his feet, and says, "Turns out these are dancing legs," and is going to take
Brian,
a swing at you.
What could have been?
He's going to take a swing at you with the, even though he's facing you, try and kick you with his heel from
me?
The back. Yeah, he's kicking you too because you owe money to the IRS.
Sure. It's probably like $2.
Your books are in order. Mine, a mess.
Yeah. I shout out to the floor like, the floor, your GF is down.
can you roll for spreading?
Yeah, maybe.
I'm like, please don't assign commitment to our relationship. It's going to get really, really messy, okay?
No, it's still 9.
Oh.
I got +2.
That's a partial success.
Yeah.
So the floor looks over and is like, oh, please, she's not. But still charges over and punches him right in the face.
The playing hard to get, like, I don't care about...
Oh, kill her. Yeah, it's exactly.
Yeah.
She's literally like, oh, please, no. Runs over, just starts beating him. Like, get away from her!
Okay, see you later. It's nice meeting you.
He's trying to hold up his briefcase to you with a shaking hand. You can see just around the back of the floor. She's just pounding into this dude's face.
Thank you. I take it.
Everything you need is in there.
Oh, okay.
Please make your payments.
Oh, sure. Okay. I feel like this could have been settled in a much easier way. But
why a nightclub? I just don't, you know what I mean? I keep coming back to that fact about this whole situation.
They're very dedicated.
Extremely.
So what's going on with the dragons and stuff?
Why don't you go off to Starbucks is what I'm saying. You know what I mean?
Well, it's me specifically.
At the suggestion of Starbucks, like 10 people turn around like, what? Starbucks? Oh, dude. You see the vampires climb back onto their dragons. Starbucks run?
Is Starbucks made of sweat? What is happening?
Sweatbucks.
Sweatbucks. Sweatbucks?
It's the special secret ingredient.
Hey, you all drink it. Come on.
Every time, next time you go to a Starbucks and you see them behind there going pumping, you're going to be like, oh.
They need a little bit of salt to offset the sweetness.
We lost everyone.
Yeah.
Except for one person.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We found the nastiest person in here. Yeah, congratulations.
Yeah. Woo! I just would love to come circle back.
Yes.
So.
Yeah, we never picked a goal, by the way.
No, because I just like, oh, I don't know what the goal could possibly be.
That was the first thing I asked.
I think I want to fuck a dragon is probably what the.
You want to fuck a dragon?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
I mean, you're trying to get onto the dragon. We have a mechanic in place.
Oh, yeah, okay, sure.
Yeah, the floor is open.
Hey, well, it's happening.
Okay, but you have to be the dragon, right?
The dragon will only dance if you get enough cheers.
Liv, how do lesbians dance? Anyone?
I don't think I can say here.
I'm just going to hold up a sign that says censored.
Yeah. Roll for flipping and licking.
Any backing track at all?
No.
No.
Oh. I don't think so.
No.
You're making me do this again? Okay, fine.
Yes.
I will remember this. Do it. The pear bottom jeans, the boots with the long laces, and the lady getting it down to the floor, shaking what she got. Look at that money maker, them hips do not lie. He go down, my God, how do you bend like that? What are your knees made of elastic? Oh, wait, hang on. The worm? Jeremy is doing the worm? And now Jasper is, what is, hang on, this is turning into a full freestyle dance competition. The crowd is going wild. They are hugging ladies, gentlemen, everyone in between and outside of. That was the most beautiful thing I have ever witnessed.
Shit.
Oh.
I love you guys. Absolutely thirsty, and that hurts way too much.
Okay, we didn't discuss this beforehand. I would have learned to do the worm if asked. Also, maybe the wormling, because it's a dragon.
Hey!
Hey!
Take another point.
Thank you. That's what I bring.
So.
Puns.
So you and the dragon just start straight macking, dude.
Cool.
Yeah. Full in the club. Just full dragon cloaca. Just right out.
So cool. So cool. And so, oh no, we've lost the one person who was into it.
Yeah.
We've lost the one person who was down.
It's only Jess that's into this now.
Jess is on the floor.
Absolutely not. 100%
I mean, look, I have a way that this can go. It's in my head. Do we want to hear it? It's a lot.
Yeah.
All right.
I don't know why you brought me here for this.
I promise you, you're all going to regret this.
Yeah, you're about to regret this. You watch as Debbie puts on the dance of her life.
Oh, I'm so glad you said that. Okay.
And in response, the dragon just starts throwing it down.
Yeah.
These two are serving each other. And it seems like just as it's about to reach a crescendo, the dragon twerks just a little too hard, goes down on top of Debbie, comes back up. Debbie is gone.
Jasper William Cartwright, everyone.
Yeah. That's a wrap on Jasper. Hey, buddy, over there.
Ah!
New guy, get up here. But yes, all
I
of
wish
her...
I was dead.
You don't know... You know, in terms of the physical Debbie's physical location, you can infer that from the context clues.
Yeah.
But her mental location, she is in heaven right now.
Welcome back.
Hello, my name is Jasper William Cartwright. I'm here to pick up my fellow dad friend, Brandon. is he here? What
Hey, bro, how's it going?
Brandon, what happened?
I really don't know.
I know you said you wanted to discover yourself, but this feels
sweaty.
Yeah. Maybe I should go back to my straight life.
Oh.
Yes. Yes.
Roll for disappointing.
We have a barbecue next week.
What's happening? Five.
That means you fail to disappoint. Oh. In that, yes. Yes, you fail to disappoint. So
I know, right?
As this is happening, you feel a hand on your shoulder. Sort of a heavy bespackled hand that touches your shoulder, and you look back and you see the floor.
The floor.
The floor looks at you and says, "Hey. It looks like Debbie's maybe got a new thing going on. I was just wondering. I mean, I haven't seen you here before, but I love the way you're rocking those board shorts and those red sandals. And frankly, if there is one thing that I've dreamed of but never thought I would see, it's a black Jimmy Neutron." What do you say there, Jimbo?
Do you want a minute?
Can I roll for spreading?
Yes! And add a +2.
I'm going to go wait outside in the Kia.
All right, I'll see you, my guy.
I have a Kia. Why are you all laughing? Rude.
Jasper, roll for disappointing.
This is just me.
Here we go, baby.
Why does this say I have a +2?
Oh, fuck me.
That's a 10.
You watch as Jasper William Gardner just grabbed and dragged away by vampires. Just licking all the sweat off of his body.
I'll see you at the cookout, my guy.
We're doing brisket!
Nice.
What did you roll?
Tell the missus I said hi.
Wait, you're still married?
Now you tell your... Nah, he's gone. All right. So with the +1 to the... The +1 to the roll from before and another +2, that makes it a total of 13 for spreading.
Hey! Liv, I think...
Hey, everyone, it's me, Jeremy Cobb.
Jeremy Too Cobb, real. As you run into the club, you witness...
Do you like my hat?
I think we got my hat?
It's pretty cool.
I think the most appropriate thing in this moment is one more dance.
From
our boy Brandon, because Brandon be
is gonna fuck Jeremy Cobb.
Jeremy, you look at this, the daddest of dads, and the florist of floors, and you feel something awaken deep within yourself, which means that all three of us are gonna need to do a little dance.
All right, you making me do this? Fine, okay.
Oh, I wish my favorite one was there. Liv Kennedy, but she's not here for whatever reason.
The peach bottom jeans.
I'm imagining...
And then the boots with, I guess, a nice long zip. Everybody in the whole of Leicester Square Theatre are looking at these guys. They hit the floor. Next thing everybody knows, these shorties are getting low, 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 low. Low, maybe lower. If you can go, I mean, now they're just going side to side. It's basically the cha-cha. Oh, they're just having a nice time.
We're going back. Okay, everyone.
Honestly, I'm going to say that was disappointingly pure.
Oh, no. Oh, Jess is leaving the show.
Jess has given up.
It wasn't horny enough.
Yeah, so all three of you just fuck.
Oh, okay.
You start fucking right there in the club.
I love this.
I've lost track of who we are.
So you're still Brandon.
Cool.
Now I'm the floor, and Jasper is me.
All right.
Okay. Yeah.
Yes.
Oh,
this is where I've wanted to be my whole life.
Yes.
Sure.
So, meanwhile, cut to Olivia Kennedy. You awaken in a strange place.
It's a podcast studio, and you're on your own.
you realize
you're on a Riverside call, a recording session. No one else is in the room, but the recording is running, and you don't know how to make it stop.
So you have to record a
Jess?
Podcast.
Jess! How do I...
Yes.
God damn it.
Yes, my darling.
Oh, hello. How do I rip a sock? This is too real. See?
So with that, yeah, that's the end of the show.
Oh my God. Thank you so much.
Yeah.
Well, shit. Genuinely, thank you so much. I'm going to stand because it feels like appropriate to do that.
I'm standing too.
Oh, okay.
We'll stand.
I think it might be under. Oh, there you go.
Yeah. I'm just going to very carefully disentangle myself. Liv, do you want to come out too?
Come out here. I just wanted to say a huge thank you for coming out. This has been our first ever live show.
Oh, God.
And I feel like it's been fantastically on brand for us. Truly so chaotic, and I have had the best time ever, and it means the world to me that you've all come out, so I really appreciate it. Especially that guy who has no fucking clue what's going on.
Yeah!
That guy! Absolutely incredible. Just in case, I guess just for this one guy, Olivia Kennedy, where can people find you on the internet?
Oh, God, yeah. I'm on various social media platforms. I'm at Does Dark Magic or at Olivia Does Dark Magic. Yeah, that's me.
Can we get a round of applause for Olivia Kennedy?
Stop. I woke up, I'm like, stop.
Now, Jeremy, please tell everyone where we can find you on the internet. But also, yes. I do believe you have something very special.
Oh, that's true.
That you would like to potentially talk about.
You gonna propose to me? What's happening?
A little exclusive for everyone
Olivia.
Here in the room.
Hello. Chloe's gonna be so mad at you.
Chloe comes out of nowhere.
Chloe's like
just suplexes me off the stage.
Biscuit runs out and eats you.
Roll for licking. So
lesbians can do that. I don't know.
It's true. Yeah. So, you can find me on Twitter, and I'm just talking straight to you. You can find me on Twitter at JeremyCobb1. That's Cobb with two B's and the number one. You can also find me on Instagram at TheCobbMeister. And if you want to watch me stream some video games, I stream at twitch.tv/CasualQuestLive.
You want to see that? You want to see it?
It's fun. Where I who am not a gamer, am playing classic games for the first time.
Yeah.
I think we just started Chrono Trigger recently. We're doing Disco Elysium and also Baldur's Gate 3.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Fun times.
Yeah.
And the big announcement. So for those of you who have been on the 3BH Patreon, you would have seen the polls that we have been posting.
Yeah.
And so now I can officially say that our next... probably the next one that will be released.
Yeah,
yes.
It's not necessarily the next one you'll hear about on the show,
but the next one that will be released.
Mm. Our next actual play series that will be released is going to be based on the series Redwall.
For anyone who doesn't know, they're little animal guys running around doing courageous things.
Yeah, anthropomorphic animal fun. Medieval animals, basically.
Who are we playing?
What are you playing? Yeah, what are you playing?
What are you playing?
I'm going to be playing a little fennec fox soldier lady.
Yeah.
Yeah, big ears. Get ready for some tears.
Yes. Honestly, high five. That was good.
Thank you.
And Jasper,
I'm going to be sticking with the fox theme. I'm going to be playing a... giant golden crowned flying fox.
Yeah.
Which basically is like a fancy boy bat with a gold mane, just in case you didn't know.
Yeah.
I was going to say, what happened to Batman?
don't say the name of my character. Come on.
Oh, sorry.
Give them something to look forward to.
Yeah. And the setting is going to be based on sort of an amalgamation of various eras of Wales.
What?
Yes, thank you. Thank you, patrons, for voting. It's going to be based in versions of Wales. For those of you who don't know, Wales is the origin of the Arthurian legends. So there's going to be elements of King Arthur and all sorts of fun stuff in there.
Croesio we come to you, bitch.
Yeah. Yeah.
Woo!
And Jasper, where can people find...
Whoa. Come here for Jeremy Cole!
Hey! Jasper, I'm afraid we've run out of time, so you can't say any stuff about you. So, that's all you needed.
Jasper had a heart out at 59. We got to get it.
Hi. Yes, you can follow me at JW_Cartwright on all the social medias. If you want to see more of my work, you can check out the Rotating Heroes podcast, which is a show that I do with the one and only Zach Oyama. And I was also on a series of Dimension 20, which I'm still kind of getting over, honestly.
There's a pin you can buy, and Jasper's wearing it.
I actually have the pin right now. I tried a cult! Woo! But no, please go check out all those things. I have one small request, if I may, if it's possible to get some house lights so that we can take a selfie with this wonderful audience.
I forgot about it. I forgot about the selfie.
Your phone. Okay.
I have my phone. Here we go.
Wow.
Get in here.
Okay.
Absolutely amazing. Thank you so much. We have been Three Black Halflings. You can follow us at three. That's number three Black Halflings. Check out all of the links and stuff in various places. They're always there. But thank you so much for coming out. This has been absolutely incredible. We've been Three Black Halflings. You've been f-ing amazing. And we will see you next week. So long, Shire folk.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.